Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here again with the second video in this series on building web applications using Visual Web Developer Express. In this video, I want to take just a few minutes and expand on the IntelliSense features that are found in Visual Web Developer. As I mentioned in the previous video, IntelliSense is really important for two reasons. First, it can vastly improve your productivity by helping you write code as quickly and as accurately as possible. Secondarily, it's a great learning tool so that you don't have to commit an entire syntax set, or really several entire syntax sets, to memory, because it will help you to understand both the syntax of the language that you're working in, whether it's VB, C#, or even JavaScript or XML, as well as all the properties and methods of the objects that you're going to be coding against. So, as a reminder, here in my Visual Basic code, and if you're working in C#, it'll work exactly the same. Once we get to more complex examples, I'll do separate videos for Visual Basic and for C# code, but this is so simple, I think one video is just fine. So notice as we, if we go activate our IDE here, and I type the letter J, notice that we have a list here, and this list is all of the objects that we can instantiate in the .NET framework that have been included in our project, or this particular object, Joe's label, is an instance of an ASP.NET label object. If I hit tab, it completes the text for me. And then if I hit the period or the dot key, I have a list of all of the properties and methods that are available for this object. As a reminder, when I select the one that I want and then I hit the space bar, now it tells me what I can do against this particular property of that object. Notice that this is overloaded. This is an overloaded object. And if you don't understand the object-oriented technology or the object-oriented vocabulary, don't worry about it right now. Just understand that there are different things that I can do with the text property of this object. And in fact, it's not a property. It's actually, when I do an assignment, it calls the set or get method for this particular property of the Joe's label object. And so I can specify whatever I want. Now, you'll recall here that this tells us, by virtue of this description, that it's expecting a string. So when I say equal, I'm just going to provide a string, just like we did in the previous line of code. Right? So we've seen this before, syntax completion and assistance from IntelliSense for our code behind in VB or C#. But did you know that IntelliSense works with all different kinds of syntaxes? So for example, I mentioned that the web.config file is where the configuration information exists for our website. And this is an XML syntax. The schema is defined by Microsoft. It's the ASP.NET configuration schema. But because this is defined as a schema, IntelliSense can help us write this. And this is great because for a lot of folks, XML is a little bit intimidating to begin with, and then to have to remember a specific XML syntax can be quite difficult. So let's see how IntelliSense could help us here. Let's go down, and suppose we needed to insert another section group. I hit return, left bracket, and look, IntelliSense pops up a list of the XML elements that are appropriate at this particular place in the web.config file. And this is all driven by the XML schema that defines the format of a web.config file. So if I choose selection group and then I hit right angle bracket, notice that it creates the well-formed XML element for me by closing that section. If we hit left angle bracket again, notice I can either nest another selection group, or I can choose a selection, or I can insert a comment. If I choose section, notice that section has the trailing slash, so if I hit the space bar, these are all of the attributes that can be associated with this particular XML element, namely the section element. So notice all these: allow definition, allow element, the name, require permission. So I don't have to memorize the XML syntax for the web.config XML schema, because IntelliSense is going to reflect upon that schema and is going to provide me with this guidance while I'm writing the XML entries in the web.config file. Super powerful. But it doesn't work just with XML. So let's back that out. Let's back all of our changes out there. Close the web.config file. And let's go over to our default.aspx page. One of the things you'll come to know if you're developing web applications is that sooner or later you're going to have to develop some client-side code, probably in JavaScript, especially if you're developing applications with AJAX behaviors, this is going to be expected by your users. So, not only can we write HTML using IntelliSense, so notice as I hit the left angle bracket, this gives me a list of both the ASP.NET controls that I could enter as well as the HTML elements that I might enter. But in our case, I'm going to add a script tag because we're going to start doing some JavaScript programming. And again, if this isn't familiar to you, that's okay. We'll be doing some programming in the other videos in this series where we use client-side code. But just to demonstrate the features of the IntelliSense, notice I can select script, hit tab. Now, I need to specify what kind of script, so I'm going to start typing. And notice when I hit T, I automatically jump to type. So I'm going to hit tab. Type needs to equal, and I can pick from the types of script that might be supported. I'm going to choose JavaScript, and now I can close the script bracket, and now I can enter JavaScript. So let's create a couple of functions here in this JavaScript block. I'm going to hit the F key, and notice if I hit the FU key, notice that this is, because this is JavaScript syntax aware, IntelliSense knows about all of the syntax, all of the keywords, all of the operators for JavaScript programming. So it knows that I could choose function. So here, let's give it a function name, Joe's Funk1. And let's just get my casing right. And this is important because if you're programming in C#, you're familiar with case sensitivity. If you're a VB programmer, you can get away with mixing case. But in JavaScript, JavaScript is case sensitive. So this and this are completely different function names just by virtue of a single letter being of uppercase versus lowercase. Right? So JavaScript, very case sensitive. All right, so let's add a couple of arguments to this function. So let's say arg1 and arg2. And now let's close out the function. Now, I'm not going to create an implementation for the function. We don't need to demonstrate IntelliSense. But let's create another function. So I hit FU and choose the function. And let's call this Joe's Funk2. And no arguments for this one. Now let's look at the magic part. Here inside Joe's Funk2, let's call function number 1. So when I type J, look what we have here. IntelliSense has dynamically reflected on the code that I'm writing and inserted the new definitions into the guidance that it provides in this pop-up window. So IntelliSense already knows about the function that we just defined a few lines earlier in our code. So let's select that. Hit the left bracket, and look, part of that reflection has determined that Joe's Funk1 has two arguments that I need to enter. So a value for argument 1 and a value for argument 2. Right? So I think that's really clever that this IntelliSense engine dynamically updates itself by reflecting against the code that we're writing. And this becomes really important as we start to write more and more complex client-side logic. By the way, this works whether we're writing the JavaScript in line in our ASPX page or whether we're writing the JavaScript in a separate .js file and we just include that JS file into our ASPX page. Now, this is great when we're writing code, our own JavaScript code, but one of the things that's gotten really popular these days is there are a plethora of very good third-party JavaScript libraries that are out there. And IntelliSense is pretty good at providing you hints for lots of these JavaScript libraries. However, some of them are very complex, and there's a documentation syntax that the ASP.NET team has provided that will allow IntelliSense to reflect upon a third-party library and provide really detailed information. So IntelliSense will try and reflect upon a library even if you don't use this documentation standard, but a lot of the bigger libraries are using the documentation standard so that they have detailed control over what IntelliSense presents to you while you're doing the work. A great example of this is the work that the jQuery team has done to create a version of jQuery that is IntelliSense enabled in Visual Studio. So jQuery, if you're not familiar with it, is an awesome tool for client-side JavaScript development. Before we go get the JScript library, there's one thing I want to point out to you. There is an update for Visual Studio and Visual Web Developer SP1 that improves IntelliSense's reflection on JavaScript libraries. The best way to find it is to go to Scott Guthrie's blog. So go to weblogs.asp.net/ScottGoo. And if you're not already reading Scott's blog, Scott is sort of the captain of our domain, one of the inventors of ASP.NET, and you should just tune into his blog because there are all kinds of announcements and great articles that he writes himself. So this is a great thing to be looking at anyway. But in particular, go to Scott's blog, and in the search box, search for jQuery, and you'll find this entry, jQuery IntelliSense in VS 2008. So after you've installed SP1, which you get by default if you followed along with me and installed Visual Web Developer Express, but then you want to go and install this patch that he details in step 2. Once you've done that, we're ready to go get the jQuery library. So if you just go to jQuery.com, don't click on this download button. Instead, in this menu on the top, click on the download link and scroll down. And in the current release section, you want to be very certain that you grab this version, the one that says Documentation Visual Studio. This is the documented version of jQuery that includes the special syntax for Visual Studio's IntelliSense. Right? So if you grab one of the other two, the uncompressed or the minified version, you probably won't get IntelliSense in Visual Studio for jQuery. Right? So I've already downloaded this. This jQuery version, and you want to make sure that you use the one that has vsdoc2 in the file name. So I'm going to go over here to my solution, and I'm going to right-click and say add an existing item. And then I'm going to pick that item up, and remember, I want to pick the right one, the one that says vsdoc in it, and I'm going to include that in my project. Now I'm ready to start using jQuery. Now, in order to use the JavaScript in the jQuery library, I have to include it in my project. So in order to do that, I'm going to go here in my head section, and I'm simply going to click and hold on the jQuery file that I just added into my Solutions Explorer. I'm going to drag it in, and I'm going to drop it into the head section of my markup. Right? So I've just created a script reference to jQuery. And once I've done that, I want to save this file, and now I can go down and see if I can access jQuery. So one of the shorthands in jQuery is this question mark. So you can see here, notice all of this IntelliSense. So this comes by virtue of the special documentation entries that the jQuery team has made using the Visual Studio IntelliSense syntax. And in fact, if we open up the jQuery file, you can see here, this is that documentation syntax that I was referring to. So if you're writing JavaScript, you might want to do this as well. Or for example, notice if I just type J, look, jQuery pops up. And here in jQuery, I have access to the entire jQuery library from right here in IntelliSense. So not only does it help you learn and expedite your coding in languages that are native to Microsoft, so things like JavaScript or Visual Basic or C# or HTML or even XML syntaxes, but it will work with third-party libraries. In this case, it works especially well because the jQuery team has taken the time to write IntelliSense-enabled documentation in the jQuery library. So keep your eye on IntelliSense. Use it to help you write code faster. Use it to learn things that are built into the Visual Studio ASP.NET development experience, as well as great third-party libraries like jQuery. Thank you.